Time to get an update with what's been going on with our local men sheds right across the southeast. Joining me as usual in the studio is Peter Hennis. Hey, Peter.
Good morning, Connor. How are we this morning?
I'm very good morning, listeners. Well, thank you. It's a bit chilly out, but I do like it and wakes you up in the morning. I saw that the works on the Frew Park fence that the Mount Gambier shed have been working on for a good few months finally finished.
Finally finished, yes. We had a photograph taken the other day with council, and they're very happy with what we've done. We put all the picket fences together. There was a production line, so to speak, going on out at the shed where we managed to get it all done. Mm. And I think they were done in 3 metre lengths or something like that. And
do you know how many individual pickets you might have made to...
Offhand, no, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I know there was about about 50 or 60 on each length. Right. And
We'll send you out there to count after.
Okay,
here.
I'll count them after.
But also the Mount Gambier shed, sticking with those guys, they've made a donation to the Nelson Men Shed.
Yeah, we had a couple of bundles of timber given to us from 141 up the road. And... we are not at this stage going to use all of it at once. Mm. And Nelson Men's Shed are just starting out, and most sheds like to help other sheds if they can. Mm. And one of the things that they're needing is they're going to need some timber. So to help with their building, we've decided that we'll pass on one of those packs of timber that we've had and give it to the Nelson Shed.
And you guys are preparing for Christmas already, it seems.
Oh, we prepare a week after we've given our donation from last year. But yes, at this stage, we've got about 90-odd toys made up. I went out and counted them all the other day, so there's about 90-odd toys there at this stage. But we've got more to do. We've still got another few months to go yet. So
absolutely.
Who knows what we'll do.
And I'm noticing this with a few sheds, but you know, while it's still cold, you've got some kindling up for sale.
Yeah, offcuts we're using. It's not so. I mean, you're still going to have to use an axe to chop it up a little bit smaller. But we've got kindling out there for sale. And that's for $8 a bag out there. There's probably about 30-odd bags out there at the moment.
There you go. I think if you popped along to any of your local men's sheds, there's a good chance you might get a bit of kindling, it seems to me. Looking at Millicent, they've got something interesting going on, helping put together something for a World War II plane.
Yeah, I was quite intrigued by this one myself the other day when I rang the Millicent shed up. They have a gentleman over there that is... rebuilding bits and pieces for a two-seater World War II observation plane. And I said, how you fit that in the shed? He said, well, it's not here. He said, it's actually over in Wangaratta.
Ah.
So I don't know whether the gentleman came from there or whether he's doing it for somebody or what.
Yeah, okay. It just shows the interesting work that goes on in each different shed. And Millicent doing pretty well anyway, in general. Good amount of members attending.
Yeah, they're up to 63 members now, which is quite a bit. I mean, they've got a not just the men's shed, they've got the garden, gardening part with the, like a community garden type thing as well.
Yeah, okay.
And so they're all included into it. Yeah, their membership.
And I've seen this again on a couple of different sheds around the region, but the Millicent Shed are helping out a local childcare centre.
Yeah, they're the tables and chairs at the childcare centre are being repaired, as well as some of the furniture from the local school. They made them up a few years ago, but and they're revamping them and getting them up to spec again.
Love to see that. Over in Kingston, it's a bit cold out. Numbers are down a little bit, but they're still working away.
Yes, and they've completed repairing the screens, the window screens for the retirement village over there. So that's a job that's been ongoing for quite some time. And now they're waiting for the sliding doors to come in so that they can fix them up as well.
Right. Talking about kind of, you know, the quieter period, Port Mac, a lot of blokes kind of just doing their own little projects here.
Yeah, most of them down there are doing their own little projects. I think they're still doing a pool table down there that they quite often do at the down there. And they've got their kindling. They're having trouble keeping up with it. It's just... Yeah. Marching out the door, so they're doing well.
Good stuff. Numbers are good in Narracourt as well.
Yeah, they're up to 70-odd members up at Narracourt now since they've taken over the small machinery part up there as well with their other shed. And so they're up to 70 members up there and just doing a lot of interesting small projects.
And Panola, the new shed is finally up, so they're off and motoring.
Yes, that's their shed that was replaced. They had a new shed put up a couple of years ago. And last year there was a bit of a big blow, and if people remember, and a large tree fell on top of their shed. Mm. It was they'd only moved into it probably about 2 or 3 months beforehand, and demolished the shed altogether. Lucky none of their machinery was buggered, but they've got that up and going. The insurance is done, and there's an interesting project they're doing there at the moment, and that's the olive trees. They're getting pieces off the olive trees and they're turning them up into handles for knives and forks. And this is for there's a local olive farm just out of Panola up there, and they're doing it for them.
Looking over at Bordertown, lots going on over there. Helping out a childcare centre again.
Yeah, once again, they're helping out the local childcare centre, repairing tables and that type of thing.
And I see another member out at Bordertown doing something interesting, much like that World War II plane. Someone's making something a bit special.
A gentleman up there, he's... he's actually slightly handicapped.
Okay.
From what I've heard. And he can't do a great deal. But what he was doing was he was going... His faculties and everything are all there. He's not a problem. He just has a bit of a problem.
Mm.
And he was given this paddle steamer.
Right.
And it was only a small model, but he put it all together. But since then, what he's done now is... The diagrams from that, he's enlarged them, and he's now doing a 3 foot, 1 meter paddle steamer model.
Okay.
That he's making up himself. So good on him for having a go.
Yeah, and probably be nice to on display there at Bordertown. And just as well, the local high school have donated a large red gum. There'll be lots of work you guys can do with that.
Yeah, they had it's actually about. Probably about 10 feet across in the middle.
Oh, wow.
It's a huge big red gum they had up there.
So did they have to chop that down for safety or
They had to chop it down for safety because of where it was in relation to the buildings and so forth that they've got up there at the school. So it had to come down, and once they'd taken it down, well, then they got in touch with the shed, and the shed cut it into 100 mil slabs, and it's now curing and drying, and later on down the track they'll be doing something with it.
Love that. Looking over to Tintinara, I think this is a good example of how long men's sheds kind of serve the community and what they get up to, because they're working on some garden furniture.
Yes, there's a 98-year-old gentleman up at Tintinara, and he likes to play practical jokes on everybody.
Oh, sorry,
and
yeah.
he does all sorts of weird and wonderful things. And he got in there one day and he thought, well, he's on a gopher. So he decided he was going to mount mufflers on the back of his gopher. So now he drives around. I've actually got a photograph I'll show Connor later on, but... he's got a muffler sticking up on the back of his motorbike on his gopher, and it's rather funny.
And the garden furniture that they're helping for the town garden area.
Yeah, down in the town garden area, they built some outdoor furniture probably about 10 years ago, and it's starting to show its time. And so they've picked it all up again, taken it back into the shed, and they're going to redo them all.
Love that. And lots of events going on in Haywood.
Haywood Men's Shed. Yes, they've always got something very big going on, but on the 28th of August coming up, the shed, in conjunction with the Victorian Men's Shed Association, are holding a cluster meeting, which is a gathering of all the sheds.
Okay.
And that'll be held in the Haywood Hall. The shed, sheds from as far away as Geelong, Kingston, Bordertown, Wimmera, they're all sort of attending. Mount Gambier is going to be over there, I believe. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning if you want to have bacon and eggs. There's a get, and then after that, at 10 o'clock, they have their guest speakers and so forth. Goes through till afternoon tea, and lunch and afternoon tea are provided. And also on the 27th, the night before, they're having a meal at the Haywood Hotel over there. And if anybody is interested in that one, they are please advised to get in touch with the Haywood Shed, because they need to know numbers for catering reasons over there. So they're quite good gatherings that happen with the Men's Shed every so often.
There you go. Get in contact with your local Men's Shed in general if you want to get involved. Get some kindling. Get them onto a project, because they're always up for keeping busy, and they always make me feel like I'm not busy enough when Peter comes in. Peter Hennis, thank you so much for joining us.
Connor, thank you very much. And I also believe this might be the last time that you and I catch up.
Is because this the last time?
I believe a certain young lady might be coming back shortly, and
yes.
And you won't be on the airwaves. So thank you for your patronage over the last few months, 6 months or 12 months or whatever it is.
It's coming up close to 12 months. Peter, appreciate that. I've loved having a chat with you. Loved hearing what you guys are up to. We'll see each other again. We've got a little bit of time left, but thank you very much for coming in as usual. It is 18 minutes past nine.